We are now a little over 1 week into this new year of 2021. A lot of us have been really excited about waving goodbye to last year, 2020. We're even willing to eagerly anticipate the new year, even though we know there will be some problems and some challenges to deal with. We also know there's possibilities and there's potential. And nothing we would think in the new year could possibly compare to what happened in 2020. Well, we will see. I wonder, though, if you would just do a little thought with me, a little question with me. Think about this. If you were able to time travel 50 years into the future and talk to someone and describe to them this year we've just lived of 2020, how would you describe it? Some of my favorite descriptions have come from my friend Nolan Hyde, who is a part of our Grace Point family. And Nolan recently wrote these descriptions of 2020. He said, if 2020 were a food, it would be pizza covered with ranch. If 2020 were a drink, it would be colonoscopy prep. And then my favorite, if 2020 were a dessert, it would be fruitcake. Well, you might have trouble topping Nolan's descriptions, but you probably would have no issue at all telling us how you truly feel having just lived through 2020. Many of us have felt today uncertain. Many people feel cynical, others fearful, some confused. A lot of people feel angry. And many people, perhaps almost all of us, would say we feel some level of exhaustion. And maybe not physically, but emotionally, mentally, or even spiritually, many people are just weary, they're tired, drained, exhausted. And when we are weary, when we're tired, when we're flat out exhausted, it's really hard to look forward with much positivity. I mean, it's hard to look forward with joy and with hope. In fact, if people are living exhausted and drained and feeling empty, it seems like they have no capacity for anything other than anger, frustration, and cynicism. You look around at our society today, and it seems like there's just not any energy left for joy or for hope. But friends, I want to let you know that Jesus has an invitation for everyone feeling exhausted. Jesus says these words, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Would you look at that invitation one more time? And maybe it would be helpful for you, wherever you are today, just to read those words out loud. Say them out loud. Jesus says, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." The original audience to whom Jesus spoke those words were people who were beaten up by the daily struggles of life. They lived a difficult, harsh existence. It was challenging just to know where your next meal was coming from and to find shelter for your family. The people to whom Jesus said these first words, they were beaten down by the oppression of the Roman Empire. They were taxed into oblivion, and they lived with the constant threat of Roman soldiers persecuting them or harming them. The people to whom Jesus spoke these words, they felt crushed under the weight of religious rules and regulations that left them feeling that they could never, ever please God. Even the Sabbath day, which was such a part of Jewish culture, God had designed it as a place where every area of life could be refueled, re-energized, recalibrated, refocused. Even that had been turned into this sort of nightmare of religious rules and do's and don'ts. And to these people, Jesus said, "Come to me. I want to give you rest." Could I ask you, what is it that makes you tired? What is it that makes you weary? What is it that makes you feel like you are being crushed by the weight of life? Now, if you are sitting by someone, don't look at them. And definitely don't say, it's you, you're the problem. Don't do that. Because if we really get honest with ourselves, we know that the things that often feel like they are crushing us don't necessarily look like another person. It looks like financial stress and worry. It looks like disappointment or failure. It looks like conflict, feeling there is no hope, guilt, remorse. Sometimes grief can feel like it's crushing the life out of us. And we could spend the rest of the day just listing stuff that can feel like it's causing such weariness in our life. But Jesus says, come to me. Everyone who's weary, everyone who's carrying a burden, and I will give you rest. Now, if you look at that passage in Matthew and you continue with the next couple of verses, you discover that Jesus tags some other important truth onto these words that we just read together. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. This invitation is for everyone. Everyone who feels weary. Everyone who feels tired. Everyone who feels beaten up or beaten down. Everyone who feels exhausted. This rest and refreshment, refueling, is for everyone. But Jesus also makes it very clear that this is not an invitation just to spend your life in an easy chair, doing nothing, having no purpose, no initiative, no responsibility, having everything handed to you on a silver platter. That's not the invitation. Jesus makes that very clear because he says right after, come to me, everybody who's weary, everybody who's carrying heavy burdens, and I'll give you rest. He then immediately says, take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I'm humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. And he uses the word yoke again. He says, for my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Now, Jesus' original audience would have immediately known what he was talking about when he talked about a yoke. They lived in an agriculturally centered society. And so they would have immediately thought about a couple of oxen in a yoke or a harness, pulling a wagon or pulling some sort of farm machinery through a field. They would have seen those oxen in their mind, yoked together, harnessed together, working together to do the work that needed to be done, to carry the responsibilities that needed to be fulfilled. So Jesus is not saying this is easy street in terms of responsibilities. He's not saying it's an easy life on the beach with no challenges, no responsibilities, no work to be done. In fact, on its face, Jesus using an illustration about a yoke along with rest doesn't seem to fit. But Jesus clearly is saying to us, I'm not talking about a no-challenge life. I'm not talking about a no-problem life. What I'm talking about is this. Jesus says, you come to me and we will do life together. And we will do it with me leading, me step by step in front of you, beside you, walking with you. You come to me and we'll do life together and we'll do life my way. See, coming to Jesus simply means this. We come to him, we take the yoke upon us, and it means that we come to do life with Jesus, and we come to do it Jesus' way. And he says, when you do that, when you choose to do life with me, and when you follow me, when you learn from me, when you let me lead you and guide you every step of the journey of life, then you can actually experience rest and refreshment and refueling of your spirit right in the middle of life's journey. I love that truth. We're going to spend the rest of the month of January on our weekends talking about what this looks like in our daily lives. How coming to Jesus and following Jesus and learning from Jesus actually leads to us experiencing rest and refreshment in our lives every day. We're going to talk about several of these truths in depth, but I want to mention a couple of truths to you this morning because I think it's so critical for you and I to understand this invitation of Jesus. When Jesus says, "Come to me and I'll give you rest," He wants you and I to know that if we come to Him, we can actually experience refueling for our bodies. Jesus cares about our physical bodies. Most of us know that in the creation account that we read in Genesis, we're told about God working, God creating, and then God resting. We know God doesn't need rest, but God was helping you and me understand there's a rhythm to life. There's work, and there's rest, and there's work, and there's rest. This habit, this rhythm is what God was trying to show us in creation. And so He models it for us, and He helps us understand that if we will live by that pattern that He implemented into the whole rhythm of the universe, that we can actually experience a refueling of our body on a regular basis. Jesus' invitation to rest is for you and me to experience a refueling of our mind. We need this. Because we all face every single day a constant barrage of information, trying to figure it out, process it, untangle the truth from the error, and trying to figure out what we should actually think about and consider and what should just be discarded. All of that can be mentally exhausting, overwhelming even. And yet we discover in Scripture, in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, it talks about not worrying, not fretting, but instead taking all of our worry, all of our petitions, and praying, giving those to God, letting God know our concerns. And Scripture says, before we know it, God's peace will settle down upon us. And the Message translation says, what happens is that Christ's peace displaces the worry at the center of our life. Jesus wants to help you and me experience a refueling of our mind. We are not alone in this. We don't have to decipher all the information by ourselves. We can learn from Jesus. We can experience His truth clarifying all of the junk of life. And in that, there's a refueling and refreshing of our mind. This invitation of Jesus is to refuel our relationships. If we're honest, every single one of us would say that when we are running on empty, it is almost impossible to do relationships well. We have nothing to give, nothing to offer. So we find ourselves selfish, short-tempered, and demanding. Again, no digging your elbow into anybody who might be sitting beside you. The truth is, we've all been there. We have all run so hard, so long, so intensely that we have found ourselves on empty. And some of us might even find ourselves there right now. And we know that in that moment, it is so challenging to do relationships well. But Jesus offers us His help in re-energizing every relationship of our life. And He says to us, your connection to me will help every other connection you have in life to be better, more meaningful, more significant. So Jesus invites us to refuel our body and refuel our mind and refuel our soul. He invites us to refuel our relationships. I just said He invites us to refuel our soul. And I love how specific Jesus gets when He says, when you come to me, you will find rest for your souls. You know, Jesus' entire ministry revolved around helping you and me have a healthy soul. Because a healthy soul benefits us today, but it benefits us forever in eternity. We know the grind of daily life can cause us to be so consumed with this moment that we lose sight of an eternal perspective. I mean, the daily grind of life gets us consumed with the task right in front of us. This day, this moment, this frustration, this situation, this challenge. And when we become consumed with this moment or this situation, it eventually leads to a dwindling passion for life. It causes our joy to disappear. We sometimes become bitter and apathetic, and we make short-sighted decisions, and we find ourselves feeling empty deep inside. That's what happens when you and I forget that we are eternal beings with an eternal soul. And what refuels us is the moment of worship and wonder where we have sort of an intersection with eternity, where we are reminded that we are here because of God's plan and God's love and God's purpose. We're not just here taking up space, but we actually have a divine purpose. What we do matters today, and it echoes into eternity. Those moments where we intersect with eternity, they re-energize us. They refocus us. They refuel us. Jesus says, if you're exhausted, if you're tired, if you're weary, come to me. I will give you rest. So come to Jesus. If you're physically weary, if you're emotionally drained, if you are mentally exhausted, if you are relationally frustrated, if your soul feels empty, come to Jesus. He offers us rest. Would you think about this question? Where is it that you feel most exhausted in life right now? Not talking about 2 years ago, but where right now do you feel exhausted? Wherever that is, Jesus offers you rest. When you choose to do life with Jesus, and when you choose to do life His way, you discover that you can be refueled wherever you are in this journey of life. One of the people that we are very familiar with in Scripture is a guy named Paul. And Paul came to Jesus, and he took up the yoke of Jesus, and he learned from Jesus, and he discovered that this truth about rest and refreshment and renewal and being refueled is true, right in the middle of the real world. If you were to look at Paul's writings, you would find in his letter to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, Paul talks about some of the challenges that he is facing right now in his life. Let me just share a few verses with you. Verse 8 of chapter 4 in 2 Corinthians, Paul says, "We are pressed on every side by trouble, but we're not crushed. We're perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but we've never been abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed." A few verses later, Paul says, "We live in the face of death." But then he says, in spite of all of this, God's grace is reaching more and more people. God is receiving more and more glory. And then he says these words, which I want to share with you and we're going to put on the screen for you. He says, "This is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day." Think about that. Paul says we've got all kinds of chaos going on in our world. There's all kinds of chaos swirling around us. But he says, even though we know that our bodies are dying, he says our spirits are being renewed every single day. Paul says we live every single day being refueled by the Spirit of God. And so while we may experience challenge and difficulty, and there may be moments of weariness, when we come to Christ, we discover that there is a constant supply of new energy for our soul. We actually can be people who are renewed every single day. That's what Jesus wants for you. That's what He wants for me. He wants to help us move from exhausted to being renewed, refueled every day. So could I ask you just to revisit a couple of the questions that I posed during our time together today? Could I ask you, what is it that makes you feel tired and weary and crushed by the weight of the world? Take a moment and think about that. Then ask the next question, which is simply this: where do you feel most exhausted in your life? Where do you need Jesus rest most right now? As you consider those questions, I'd love to just pray for you and pray that you would experience in your life the rest and refreshment and refueling of Jesus. So God, You know all of the folks who are listening today and who are engaging with Your words. We pray that You would help us to be able to identify where in our life it is that we feel so exhausted. Maybe we're so exhausted it's almost hard to think about it. But God, You care so deeply for us. Peter discovered and said that we could cast all of our cares upon You because You care for us. And so today, we want to give to You those feelings of exhaustion, whatever has caused them, and wherever we feel most drained, most empty today. We want to bring that to You, knowing that You, through Your word, through Your promises, through Your grace, through Your love, through the power of Your Spirit, that You can refuel us in every way. Our body, our mind, our relationships, our soul, our emotions. God, You offer us rest and renewal and refueling for every area of life. And we pray that as we just lift those things to You today and ask for Your help, that You would help us even now to begin feeling the refreshment of Your Spirit. And as we go through this month of January, and as we think about each of these truths on a more individual basis, God, I pray that we would experience a refueling of our lives that would energize us, not just for next week or the next month or this year, but would energize us for the rest of our lives until You take us home to heaven. We pray and ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.